Award-winning Chicago journalist and reporter Monica Ng is with us. She's with Axios. Monica, thank you for joining us today. I have to ask you this, as I asked myself, can I name five of the last 10 secretaries of Health and Human Services? And I can name one or two. I think the concern is, Monica, can you name them?
I can't, and I've covered that area, but I think that the job of those people is to make sure they are not so controversial that they're in the headlines every day, that everyone, a boring Health and Human Services director would be a great thing for a lot of people, because it means things are going along smoothly with the health of the nation.
Right, right. And Dr. Copin, who was on with John earlier, he's a trusted voice in Chicago, and he came out and said, I hope it never happens. I hope he is never confirmed. So if you want to listen to that whole thing, you can go online and listen to it. It's everywhere. Monica joins us because the governor has spoke out, but of course, Mayor Brandon Johnson had a press conference today. Lieutenant Larry Snelling was there. At one point, they talked about how much Larry Snelling knew about those immigrants who were apprehended and taken up to the jail in Wisconsin. And he said he is in constant contact with the feds. And that's been an interesting story as well. There's something that the...
Yeah, and I just wrote something about that. And while he did say he's in constant contact, he said he does not have any information on those they've apprehended. And that paired with the overall message of the press conference, which is don't be scared. Don't be scared to go to school. Don't be scared to go to work, has made a lot of journalists say, wait, how can you say on one hand, go to school, go to work, don't worry, you're safe. And on the other hand, say, I don't know if they're only sweeping up people who have been convicted of crimes.
Right. And that's what we want to know. We just, are they all people convicted of crimes? I mean, as you know, Monica, there are reports out there that say no. There's a guy that's lived in Chicago for 30 years with family and grandkids and was taken from his home, but we don't have details on that. But what you have been covering is how business leaders in Chicago feel about this. So what are they saying?
Well, I was on a call for the launch of something called Secure Our Borders and Secure Our Workforce. It's a coalition of 1,700 employers nationwide, but it's based with the American Business Immigration Coalition that's based in Chicago. And so it was people in the livestock industry, people in the tomato growing industry, Mark Schulman, who heads up Chicago's Eli Cheesecake, folks who lead up the industry in healthcare. And they're saying if these deportations happen and if these sweeps pick up law-abiding people, undocumented people who have never committed a crime in the United States, that it will gut their industries and it will shoot inflation up to the sky. Healthcare costs, food costs, meat costs, the cost of just doing food service. And they're pleading, many of them say they are Republicans, and they're pleading with President Trump to be more specific and more targeted in their sweeps going forward. Whether they're talking about this week, I mean, this is not going to end this week. But they believe it will really, really hurt the economy if they just end up sending fear throughout schools and workplaces.
Monica Ng, you kind of echoed in your article on Axios that there are Chicago business leaders who do want reform and change, not necessarily mass deportations, but they want changes in the law. And I think a lot of people are on that side, but talk to me about the guy with Eli's Cheesecake. That's a name and a person we know.
Yeah, Mark Schulman said that his business has really survived because of immigrant labor and specifically refugees. He talked about Afghan refugees who were, a big part of the success of his business. And as you may know, last week, the Trump administration froze all refugee resettlement for at least 4 months. These are people who were, some of them who helped the United States in Afghanistan, who've been vetted for 18 to 22 months. But even that resettlement has been stopped.
Well, and it means higher prices for us because I contend, and yes, I want the criminals out of the country, but for people who are here to work, It's going to impact the price of food that comes out of California, Florida, Texas, and especially agriculture. The farms, especially livestock farms and dairy farms and chicken farms, rely on immigrant labor, or we won't be paying what we pay now for pork and beef.
Yeah, I mean, I asked all these business leaders, I said, well, how much, because I'd spoken to a restaurateur, and he said, oh, you don't want me to use undocumented labor? Well, I mean, let's just see if Chicagoans want to pay $30 for a hamburger, because that's what it will cost. So I asked these business leaders, I said, how much would it cost if you only sourced your labor from American citizens? And they said, Monica, that is a moot question, because we have raised our wages, and not a single American citizen will apply for our open positions. He said, you know, they used to rely on, you know, local teenagers to pick tomatoes in the summer. He said, nobody shows up anymore. And they said, you know, do we like the system? No, but that's the reality we're dealing with. He also said that even if every single unemployed American today took a job and was employed, we would still, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, we would still have 1.7 million open jobs. That's how tight the labor market is right now.
And the campaign was called Secure Our Borders and Secure Our Workforce, and that was launched yesterday by a Chicago-based organization?
Organization called the American Business Immigration Coalition.
And so you identified a lot of these people who are supporting that as Republicans who supported President Trump but don't necessarily support what is happening in the deportation of people, possibly, who would be an important part of their workforce.
Exactly. And, you know, and there's a gentleman named Sam Sanchez. He owns John Barleycorn and all the Moe's Cantinas. And he has he has proudly voted for Trump and proudly voted for him this time. But he's part of a group called the Committee of 100 of Latino Trump voters who are urging the president for immigration reform that will allow, you know, let's say the 70% of undocumented people in Illinois who have lived here for more than a decade, to please create pathways where they can continue to work here and can get a pathway to legalization.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Monica. I look forward to talking to you more in the future. People can check out that article on Axios.com, correct?
Yes, they can. Axios.com. Thanks so much.
And Steve, did you have a question or did you forget what you were going to ask?
Well, Monica, and I want to go back to the knowledge of who's being arrested. I mean, do we have an expectation as a citizenry that of learning these names and then finding their histories? Or if not, is this a freedom of information suit waiting to happen? Can we get the information that way? Because I do think it's important that we know not the names so much as the backgrounds and the crimes committed.
Exactly. I mean, multiple reporters asked Larry Snelling today, you know, what do we know? We know that Holman said that he's generally targeting those who are wanted for or convicted of crimes. But do we know that's who's being picked up? Larry Snelling said, we simply don't know. But I can imagine journalists, including this one, will be filing FOIA requests saying, can we please have a status of, you know, are these raids picking up, you know, people who are not wanted for or convicted of crimes, or are they simply picking up those who, and as our governor said, hey, if they've committed crimes, they should be out of here. No one is arguing with that.
Well, typically when the police arrest someone, it comes out on a blotter and we know who's arrested, right? I mean, it's unusual that we wouldn't know who's arrested.
Well, this is through ICE rather than the police.
Right.
So one would have to file a federal FOIA.
Well, we're expecting you to do that, Monica.
Okay, I'm on it.
Hang up and get it done.
That's right.
All right.